And the first one is Victor Banuelos, who's with Coalition for Educational Justice, and he's from LA High School.
Hello, everybody. All right, well, Coalition for Educational Justice, or CEJ for short, we're a grassroots organization that began with a little bit of people, but we, since then have grown to over 300 to 400 people. It's a program, well, not a program, it's a group that's about 4 years old. Well, some of the stuff we've done is fight against the high school exit exam. I don't know if you guys know what that is, but the high school exit exam, what you would have to do is pass a test in order to get your diploma. And a lot of the white schools, like in the Valley and all that, they would pass the test. But minority schools such as ours, we wouldn't pass. Why? Because, like, all the stuff we have is old, beat up, our chairs are broken. We have, like, a learning environment that we can't even think about nothing but, like, oh, my butt is hurting because of the chair. But, and they have none of that. And, we were able to postpone that test for 2 years. Yes, trust me, it does. Well, and yeah, and then it's a racist test, like I told you guys. And now, we've also done anti-war demonstrations against the war. I don't know if you guys know this, but before the, it was called Operation Iraqi Liberation, which is OIL for short, if you get the initials. And that's basically what they were fighting for in Iraq. It wasn't for nuclear weapons or none of that. It was because they wanted the oil. All right, during the summer, CEJ, we had summer institutes, and we had a lot of students from different schools. We talked about what we felt we should have pushed forward for, and some of the stuff we had were we wanted more stuff for our schools in the inner city and less overcrowding, because I don't know if you guys know, but we're severely overcrowded. And one of the other things we're fighting for is the No Child Left Behind Act. And the No Child Left Behind Act, they give your names right away to the military. But the way we want to do it is that you would opt in instead of opting out. Because they give you no choice. Like, they send you a paper that says you could opt out, but I never got it, to tell you the truth. And another thing we're fighting for is against the JROTC. We feel that nobody should, because I don't know, well, in LA High and in most LAUSD schools, they put you in there when there's no space in PE. And they use it as an alternative for PE. And some of the ways to get out is to lie about your religion. They don't let you out if you have no, like, if you have no real reason to get out, besides the fact that you want to get out, they don't let you out. And right now, we're having coordinating committees. We're trying to get the big CEJ, because there's, like, different chapters in CEJ. There's a school site organizing committee, which is the different schools in LAUSD. There's parents, and then there's teachers. And we're trying to get everybody together. And we want to combine all our things, all our demands, and push forward for, I don't know, for, I guess for LAUSD, to make it better for everybody else. Thank you.
Thank you, Victor.